Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim at One Harmonic Whole.
Yes.
So today, Jill and I were talking about beliefs again, and the topic of generational beliefs is a hot topic for us because of a class that we have coming up here very soon. What, the 20th? September
Saturday the
20th?
20th, yep.
Yes.
10 days.
So it's coming up very quickly, and we, or I should say I, maybe Jill is too, definitely had something happen yesterday that was a change in a pattern, change in a belief that really occurred to me that I didn't realize, honestly, till later on after it occurred. So we talk a lot about migraines. Jill gets them. I used to get them in the past. Well, yesterday was my turn to have a different experience with a migraine. And this one came completely out of the blue. Like, literally fine 1 minute, and the next minute, severe head pain, nausea, dizziness, like, bam. Go from a 0 to a 9 out of 10, like, instantly. I have never had something like that happen prior at all with migraines. And it was very intense. And what was very interesting as we're talking through this, and I did the things, whatever. And by the afternoon, I was better. It was lingering, definitely. But by the afternoon, I was better. And I was talking to somebody, and she started talking about the worst case scenario. Like, did your mind go into, well, I might have an aneurysm or having a stroke? And I thought about that. And I was really impressed with myself. I did not go to that extreme. And with my nursing training and being around the medical field for so long, I was actually kind of dumbfounded with myself that I actually didn't even, that thought didn't cross my mind. I had severe pain in my head. That
You're
came
like,
out
what's
of the
wrong
blue.
With you, Nurse Kim? Why didn't you think of that?
So I did have that little bit of judgment, honestly, like, whoa, Kim, you didn't even think that? Like, man, you could have something severely wrong. But I let my intuition guide me in that moment, and I literally didn't even go into the extreme worst case scenario. And I actually was proud of myself. I'm like, look at that. I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's just, as you were sharing your experience with me about it, Kim, and as we're sharing it now with everyone who's listening, is that I got that you were very present with everything that was going on right in that moment, like the whole thing. You weren't an overreaction. You weren't in denial. You weren't on the extremes of any of your experience. You were completely 100% there with your experience. And you let, as you said, your intuition, you let that guide you. We can cloud our intuition when we go to those, say, extremes and get and freak ourselves out and scare ourselves with all the fear around that. And then we lose our center and we lose our gauge. We lose our ability to, you know, take the next best step, you know. I had a few years ago a similar kind of thing, although it wasn't a headache that came on quickly, but it was an intensive headache. And it had been persisting for a while, and it was just tuned in, and finally after a few days, actually, it was like, it's time. I did not know what was going on. I didn't have a gauge. I couldn't, you know, stay present. I was like worn out. It's like, it's time. I need to go in. And I went and I got the guidance. Until then though, I just, you know, I was like, you stay present with that experience and balanced, I think is what it is. That balance allowed you to make the best decisions in the moment that you could for your wellness.
And I would tell you though, without doing some of the work that we have been sharing with people, without taking the time just to be with my body when it's in a good state and really listening to my body, like tuning in and doing all the, say, calming activities and rebalancing activities that we've been sharing, I feel like there would have been a really good chance that I would have went into the extreme state yet. And here, because of the training that, say, we've been offering, I listen to other people. So it's not just Jill and I, everyone. Jill and I both listen to other people and advice and different really cool healing modalities. The other day, I did a sound bowl. I went to somebody's sound bowl healing session. That was really cool. And it just helps calm the whole nervous system. So those experiences can help me shift from that going into the chaos mode right away to just staying present. Like, okay, we are still calm. We're still in the vibration of calm. Like, you can think through this stuff. So it's a practice. And you've said that so many times. You've got to practice.
Yeah. And your practice served you so well yesterday. It serves us well every day. But in particular yesterday, and that you were able to see that you had stayed out of the extremes and in, like, your fullness of your own, like, capacity to make decisions and power and choices. Like, you were there for yourself. You literally were there supporting yourself. And now that you saw that, you can't unsee it.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Which is a tremendous gift.
It is. And to, again, as our society, the medical world, doesn't matter if it's medical world, I'm going to pick on society, and all the commercials. I remember back to seeing commercials. If you have this, you could have this disease or this problem. Go to your doctor immediately. You know, all that stuff that has been pushed down. And I think of our ancestors, and some of them were like, they were totally in their body. They were present and they knew where to go. And it's shifted where it's like, run to the doctor for this, run to the doctor for that. Like, you're going to have this problem. And I'm not diminishing. If you need to go to the doctor, please go to the doctor. You have an emergency,
absolutely,
go to ER. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that would have been the old way for me. That would have been the old way, is to run. I was not trained that way growing up, but being a nurse, that was my training. You go to the doctor for everything.
Yeah, I mean, beliefs and our mode of operation, if you will, in our life come through various forms. They come through our career training, they come through cultural training, they come through family training, generational. You know, beliefs have different forms. In our course, we're going to, our class on that Saturday, we're going to specifically focus on generational beliefs.
Yep.
But beliefs they're powerful. They're, you know, non-physical. They're in our minds. They're thoughts, but they have far-reaching effects in our physical experience, including in our bodies, in our world. You know, so that's what's powerful when you see them. Because once you see that, you go, "Oh, there is a belief." You get to, you like get to decide then at that stage what you would like to do with that belief. Does this serve Kim? Does this serve Kim and her family? Does this serve Kim and her community and her career or whatever? And or doesn't it? And you get to then, yeah, have a lot more creative influence in your own life. And in this case, Kim, I just am so, so happy for you that the extreme yesterday didn't happen for you, because clearly that wouldn't have served you if you would have gone to the extreme. Because more than likely what happens to me anyway, when I'm in extreme pain like that, and then you pile on top of extreme pain a healthy dose of fear and resistance, and you just skyrocket that pain.
Yep.
Into suffering.
We
it's
do.
Like pain on top of pain on top of pain until it suffers so much. Anyhow, I think somehow in you personally, what I see, don't know if it's true or not, it's yours to decide. It just seemed that you couldn't even go there because it would have one, it wasn't needed. In some level, you knew that because you are trained.
Yep.
And if it was needed, you would have gone into it. And two,
yep.
you also something and you knew that it was just going to like add to the fire. And you didn't need
yep.
more fire at that stage. You needed more water to calm things down.
Yep, exactly. Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one. So I would highly suggest people keep up with your trainings. Keep up with practicing on bringing your nervous system to a nice, even balance. So when things do come up crazy in your life, you are able to stay in your body and not go to the extremes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it will, just like with you yesterday, Kim, having that nervous system in balance, having your whole essence, your inner, you know, self in balance with your own life allows you to go through those ups and downs with a lot more ease. Even though yesterday wasn't like, yay for that. You went through it. And you did the best you could with it, which is pretty phenomenal. I was like, you were out of bed just afternoon. Like, holy crap, way to go, Kim.
You listen to the body. Don't judge it. Don't go into the craziness of it and just say, okay, what do you need? I'm here.
Yep.
And then we'll talk. Yep.
Yeah. Wonderful. Oh, Kim, Ooh. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us.
Yep. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Shift in energy.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.